Matt and Mike in the morning. Welcome back to Matt and Mike in the Morning. This is Old Testament lesson 26 to be taught on March 24th. Today we get Ezekiel.
The wheel and a wheel. Sees the eyes and the wheels and the wheels. So the book of Ezekiel is what we call eschatological literature, which is a big mouthful word, which means end times literature. So we have a number of books in Holy Scripture that talk about the end times. First and foremost, we probably think about the book of Revelation, St. John's Revelation.
Thank you.
Into heaven, not plural.
That's right.
Not many revelations. Revelation into heaven. And then you also have Old Testament books of Ezekiel and Daniel, where there are visions given into heaven, and the focus of that is given in time now, but it's a vision into the time to come, the end times when Christ does return. And so for the next 2 weeks, actually 3 weeks, today is Ezekiel, and then the next 2 weeks are Daniel. Now, Daniel's got a little bit more in there. You got some historical stuff in the mm-hmm. book of Daniel, you know, in the lion's den. But also he has visions that talk about the abomination that causes desolation and what's going to happen in the end times when things get really bad before mm-hmm. Christ comes again.
And actually, a lot of that is fulfilled before Christ comes. We'll talk about that when we get to Daniel, but a lot of that is about the kingdoms, the Greek and Roman kingdoms and others that come before Christ. There's parallels between them and what is to come afterwards.
But just something to keep in mind when you read Ezekiel, and there's some weird stuff as you're going through it. It's kind of a parallel in some respects to the book of Revelation. And these visions are meant to give us hope and how Christ will make all things new when he comes in the day of the resurrection of all flesh.
Part of what the Lord gives Ezekiel to do is to embody in himself a parable to show what God is doing. And so go and lie on your side for a long time. Go and eat some food that's been cooked over dung. But it's okay. You can use human dung.
No. He's the Lord first said you need to use human dung to cook your barley cakes over, and then Ezekiel pleads with him and says, no. And then God says, okay, fine, you can do it over cow dung. He's got to lay on his side for I forget how many hundreds of days. Yeah. It's just a crazy book to read. I first read it when I was in high school, and I was like, what in the world? Yeah. It's kind of a lot of stuff to sort of chuckle at and wonder about, but it's all in direction to first and foremost in time to repent, and then for eternity for the how God makes all things new. That theme comes about through the book here. So page 155, it's got the key facts about Ezekiel's visions and pictures. Starts off with the four living creatures. The four living creatures, again, where's it written down here? It's the man,
lion, ox, and eagle.
Yeah, and so we have that in our stained glass window between the sanctuary and the fellowship hall. You can go and look at those stained glass windows. Those stained glass windows came in the 90s, I believe it was. It was either Pastor Bramstead or Pastor Towns during that time. They had those windows. I think they were donated by Memorial. There's a little plaque, I believe, on there. But then that also is sort of paralleled into Revelation.
Right. The difference, though, is that in Ezekiel, there are four creatures. Each of the creatures has all four faces, whereas in Revelation, there are four creatures. Each creature has one face, but one of them is as an ox, one is as a man, one is as an eagle, one is as a lion. In Ezekiel, each one of them has all four of those faces looking around.
So as the page, the key facts goes on, another kind of large one from the book of Ezekiel is Ezekiel eats the scroll. And the symbolism and the purpose of that is that Ezekiel must speak the words that God gives to him. So what God gives into Ezekiel, he must then speak out as he eats the scroll. We were just talking about Ezekiel lying on his side for many days, and that is a prophecy that Jerusalem, the people in Jerusalem will be besieged and they'll have mm-hmm. to suffer. He actually lies on his side, right? Isn't that on top of a pedestal for all those days? I think it was on top of a big pedestal. They had to lift his food up to him. Chapter 16 talks about an unfaithful wife, that God will punish his people for their unfaithfulness, though he mm-hmm. is faithful. And then Ezekiel 37, these dry bones come back to life. We read that, is that like during Holy Week or something? I know that
so we get it during the Easter Vigil.
Easter Vigil.
We also get it one other time during the church year.
Yeah. So Ezekiel 37 is where the Lord says, Ezekiel prophesy to these bones. And speak to these bones.
Son of man, can these bones live?
Yeah. So he starts speaking to these bones. He says, behold, there's a rattling. These bones kind of clinking around. But it's just a valley of death. You know, the vultures have come in, the worms have picked off all the flesh off of these dry bones. It's just white and it is gross looking. It's terrible. And so he speaks to death, and behold, there's a rattling. The bones start to come together, and then the sinews are on the bones, and then the flesh is there, and then life comes back again. And this picture and this vision of what he sees is a picture and a vision of the day of the resurrection of all flesh. But we also get it when our Lord says, and he speaks to the tomb of Lazarus. He says, Lazarus, come out.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the tomb for at least 4 days. You know, the bugs are in there already. I don't even want to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But miraculously, by the word, by the power of the word, death is halted and life returns. And that, I think there's a great connection also to the power of the word that is spoken to us in forgiveness and the absolution.
Mm-hmm.
That the death of our sin is removed from us, wiped out of our conscience, and this life of Christ comes back into us by the power of Christ's death and resurrection, that we are granted forgiveness. And where there's forgiveness, there's life and salvation, temporal life and eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And so this word of God is, it's our life, it's our all. So that's the book of Ezekiel in this lesson. Do you have? You even got a picture of these bones laying around in the ground and stuff. It's computer generated, kind of looks funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Lots of images. Yeah. That's.
You don't have to go too deep into the book, but just kind of fly over on what the book of Ezekiel is all about.
Right.
And it's a book that preaches repentance, return to the Lord, and the hope that he'll make all things new in the end.
That's right.
We hold on to that hope.
And so for God's people in the Old Testament, this was looking forward to the time when he would bring them back out of exile in Babylon and restore them to the promised land once more. For us, it's as we're looking forward to the resurrection of all flesh. At Christ's return.
We'll see you next time on
Matt and Mike in the Morning.
Matt and Mike in the Morning.
Matt and Mike in the Morning.